Comic-Con.
You've probably heard of Comic-Cons, where fans of fantasy, sci-fi, and comic books gather. Some dress up like superheroes, and others line up to meet their favorite comic book creators. But Kanaka-Con is different. Here's Rei Kurihara, a young Hawaiian comic book author.
I think it's rooted in this idea of the OEV edge, this idea that comics can be informed by our Native Hawaiian stories, which I think is something that has an avenue and an outlet in other cons, but it's something that needs to be taught here.
Sixth graders at Kamehameha Schools Hawaii Island hosted the day-long Kanaka-Con at their Keaau campus.
A lot of conventions are not always the most accommodating to our keiki, so for them to start thinking this early about representation, to think about their own mo'olelo, and to think about the larger popular culture, I think that's what sets Kanaka-Con apart.
Kids and kids at heart were invited to make masks and capes, compete in cosplay contests, and debate on whether superheroes make good role models. DJ Kiavikane is a local comic book author from Hilo. He hopes Kanaka-Con helps foster the next generation of comic book creators.
For me, when I was a kid, we never had this stuff. I was always drawing in school. I was getting in trouble for drawing in school. I wouldn't even do my work. I would flip over the worksheet and just draw in the back.
Now DJ Kiavikane creates comic book superheroes that look local.
Super Size Sole is the book that I've been working on. And he's this huge Samoan dude that can grow as big as he wants to, bigger than a building.
So we decided to ask some sixth graders, what's your idea of a Hawaiian superhero?
I feel that Hawaiian superhero is not only resilient, meaning they never give up, but they are proud and of who they are, which is a Hawaiian, because that's what makes them very unique.
They would believe in Hawaiian beliefs and values.
They should have like a normal life, but then when danger's coming, they should like get crazy.
Those are the voices of Shazen Montezor, Shyler Medeiros, and Kaylee Raposo, who may all someday find themselves the stars of a future Kanaka-Con. Here's Kurihara again.
What I hope happens, and what I hope myself and others can teach here at Kanaka-Con, is that idea of, like, you know, your stories are relevant. If it's in the form of comics, then that's great. But if it's not, then that's great as well. I think this can just be one example of ways that we as young Kanaka OEV can express our OEV edge. So.
Organizers hope this will be the first of many Kanaka-Cons. Kuvehi Hirishi, HPR News.